Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is 8:36. As you heard on KMOX News, Republican former U.S. attorney and investigator for the January 6th hearings, John F. Wood, officially enters the race for U.S. Senate in Missouri. He did so at the urging of former Senator John Danforth. I spoke to Danforth about that decision, his political party, and the January 6th hearings. Listeners heard on KMOX John F. Wood describe what it was you said to him that convinced him to enter the U.S. Senate race to run as an independent for Roy Blunt's seat. So take me back to why you wanted an independent in the first place to enter this race.
Politics is broken. We are so divided as a country, fractured. And really, say where I serve, the U.S. Senate, it's dysfunctional now. It's just constant warfare. The idea of trying to work across aisles is just impermissible in today's Senate. And so government doesn't function properly, but it's also affecting our personal lives. I mean, I know of people whose families are broken up over political arguments. I know of a father who slammed down the phone and hasn't spoken to his daughter in 2 years. So I think that we've got to get a grip on ourselves as a country, and that the two parties are driving us apart, the Republicans and the Democrats, because they're trying to energize the base of each party, and that means appealing to people on the edges and trying to make people angry, and it's us against them. And I just think we've got to get beyond that. So the John Wood candidacy is a third option. It's saying, it's a way of saying none of the above, but it's also saying that we've got to change American politics. We've got to come together. We've got to realize that a great purpose of America is simply to hold us together with all of our differences, all of our diversity. That should be a positive thing about our country. So that's the point of an independent candidacy. It's to hold the country together. And then we have John Wood, who is by far the most qualified person in the race, the most able person in the race. And he's a person who believes in bringing people together.
Some Republicans would say that getting Roe versus Wade overturned makes it all worth it.
You know what? I don't think anything is worth fracturing the country. I mean, all of us have issues that we care a lot about, or party affiliations that we care a lot about. But this, I think, is bigger than any issue, no matter how strongly we feel about it. And it's bigger than any party. And it's that, you know, there are, what, 330 million of Americans, and we have to live together. And we have to live together with some sense of respect and common decency.
I'm sure that you know, in addition to people criticizing you for what you have done to put an independent into this race, that you're possibly making it easier for a Democrat to win. The word spoiler certainly is out there. How do you react to that?
Well, there are two theories, you know. One is that John's candidacy would help Democrats. I don't see that in our state now. The Democrats are in such weakened condition. And the last poll I saw was way back in February, and Biden was 17 points below water. And I would imagine he's much worse now. And I don't see people in our state electing a Democrat, because they're essentially would be electing Chuck Schumer as majority leader. So I don't see it. And on the other hand, I don't see this as something that helps the Republicans. Now, some people believe that. Some people that think that, well, this divides the Republican vote, or some people think that it divides the anti-Trump vote. They're just two different theories of it. I don't know. But I do know this. We're in this to win. We're not in this to be spoilers. We're in this to win. And if we do win it, then that is a message beyond our own state lines. It's a message to the entire country that politics is broken, that the idea of appealing solely to primary voters and the angry base in each party is something that we reject, and that it's time to try to hold ourselves together as one indivisible nation.
You have been called an elder statesman. John Wood said that to us on KMOX as well. He described you that way. And as an elder statesman, if you accept the role, would it be advisable for you to reach out to the former president and try to have a conversation with him and describe for him the issues you see with your party?
I just think that wouldn't get anywhere. You know, I just can't imagine it. I do want to say this, that the problem in politics now, it's a Republican problem, and I'm a Republican and John's a Republican, but it's not just an issue among Republicans. This is all of us, you know. I mean, on the left, with all the grievance politics and the identity politics and the cancel culture and all of that, that's all divisiveness too. And unfortunately, this game of divide and making people hostile toward each other is not confined just to one party. So that really is why an independent candidacy instead of just a candidacy within the Republican Party, this is for all of us. And if we're going to come together as a country, it's got to be something that Republicans and independents and Democrats come together and say, okay, the bigger than what party wins an election or what party wins the Senate seat, bigger than any of that is our great national mission of simply holding ourselves together.
Is it even necessary at all to talk to former Governor Eric Greitens?
Well, he's a candidate in the Republican primary, and let's say his style is absolutely the opposite of John's. You know, I heard John last night. I've never heard him make a speech until last night. And I attended an event, and he made this little presentation, and very informal. And he said, you know, I'm a Republican, and I believe in limited government and low taxes and strong national defense and what Republicans have believed in the past. And And he said, and then there are people who don't agree with me. There are people who don't agree with me on every issue. There are people who believe the opposite. They believe in larger government and higher taxes and so on. He said, do you know what I called those people? He said, I called them Americans. That's just the point. I mean, that is the point, that all of us are in this together, and he sees this, and it's his message. So, yeah, I think that's the essence of where we should be in American politics today.
One last question for you. Have you at all been watching the January 6th committee hearings?
Yes. I've not everything, but I did watch yesterday, yes.
And your thoughts?
My thoughts were that it created really a strong case, even an open and shut case against Trump.
Senator Danforth, it is always an honor to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Cheryl.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.